KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have mostly sunny skies at 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 94 with a heat index around 106. Just a slight possibility for isolated thunderstorms. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The Atlantic City Council this evening will discuss and possibly act on filling a vacancy for the at-large seat on the council. In March, at-large Councilman Bob Cord announced that he would be leaving his seat because he and his wife planned on relocating to another community. But the date of his departure was left open at that time, pending the sale of his home here in Atlantic. Cord's term on the council was set to expire January 1st of 2018. In other business, the council will act on a resolution in support of a workforce housing tax incentive program application being submitted to the Iowa Economic Development Authority by the Whitney Group, LLC, and that is for a 16-unit housing project located at the former Old Whitney Inn on Chestnut Street. They'll also act on a resolution approving the contract and bonds for the 2016 Street Improvement Project, and hold discussion with regard to the repiping of a collapsed section of storm sewer pipe southeast of the 8th and Walnut Street intersection. The council may decide on whether or not it would be more economically feasible to repipe the entire city block in that location. City Administrator John Lund has indicated it would cost more than $200,000, which is a large chunk of the $990,000 available for the entire Bull Creek project. The price tag is due to the size, weight, and depth of the pipe, largest piece of which weighs in at 14,000 pounds. A large excavator would be needed to install that section of pipe. And the council is expected to hear a report this evening from Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Wita Hargens with her monthly, or part of the regular monthly series of department head reports. The chamber receives $35,000 in direct annual support from the city, plus thousands more in community promotion funds. The city council meeting is set to begin at 5:30 at City Hall. News time is 8:05. Well, Griswold Community School District Superintendent Dave Hendricks reports members of the Facilities Committee of the Griswold School District will hold a work session next Tuesday, July 26th, beginning at 6:30. That'll take place at the Griswold School District's Middle School High School Library. The purpose of the meeting is to assess the current educational facilities. No action will be taken at that time. Cass County Democratic Party will be sponsoring its fifth annual school supply drive for the children of Cass County. Sherry Telly, Cass County Democratic Party chair, says in years past, the county Democrats have donated to each of the three school districts in the county. Suggested items include, but are not limited to, backpacks, notebooks, filler paper, pens and paper, and pencils, pencil cases, portfolios, erasers, and so on, and other supplies that students will require to have a more successful school year. Telly said, "We are supporting the school supply drive, but it is a nonpartisan event. You don't have to be a Democrat or to receive school supplies." She says it's something that we as Democrats feel is important for the betterment of our children. Not all families can easily afford the many supplies needed to start off the school year, and this makes it easier for all students to begin the year on an equal footing with their fellow students. Now, donated items can be dropped off at the Cass County Democratic Party's fair booth from July 22nd through the 25th at the Cass County Fairgrounds, or at the Atlantic Fest booth on August 13th, or at Sherry Telly's home at 10 East 13th Street here in Atlantic. Those supplies will then be distributed the week of August 15th. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department reports 47-year-old Mary Giles of Creston was arrested Tuesday night at her home on a Union County warrant for theft in the fourth degree. Giles was brought to the Union County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. 56-year-old Michael Fry of Creston was arrested early this morning on a charge of driving while barred. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And 30-year-old Tawana Wyatt of Creston was cited Tuesday evening for allowing an animal to run at large. Wyatt was released on a promise to appear later in court. The Page County Sheriff's Office Tuesday issued a reminder to citizens that it's the time of year when traveling companies approach residents about selling items door-to-door. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said the products and or services are usually too good to be true, and sometimes the companies are not honest in their products. Some of the sales pitches that they are working on a project in the area and have some material of some sort left over, and they'll sell it to you at a reduced price rather than take a loss. Usually, Palmer says, these sales are too good to be true, and if you signed contracts, they could be legally binding, and there may be some fine print involved in the paperwork. The Ottoman County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released details about a tractor-trailer rollover accident that took place Monday afternoon northeast of Exira. Authorities say the driver of the semi, 32-year-old Sean Irvin of Claremont, Missouri, was transported by private vehicle to the Cass County Hospital following the accident that took place at around 3:30 p.m. Tuesday on Pheasant Avenue near 280th Street, about 3 miles northeast of Exira. Irvine was traveling south over the posted speed limit in a 2013 Peterbilt tractor trailer registered to a company in Estherville when he entered a curve in the road. The load of market hogs shifted in the trailer, causing the semi to roll over onto the shoulder of the road, and about 60 of those hogs died in the crash. The semi sustained an estimated $100,000 damage. Irvine was charged with failure to maintain control. The Iowa State Patrol and Exira Fire and Rescue assisted at the accident scene. A man from Page County died following a crash Monday afternoon in northwest Missouri. According to the Missouri Highway Patrol, 52-year-old Todd Pedersen of Clarinda, who was wearing his seatbelt, died in the collision with a semi in Nottoway County, Missouri. The accident happened around 12:10 p.m. on Highway 71. Pedersen was traveling south in his Chevy Impala when, for reasons unknown, the car crossed the center line and into the path of a northbound semi driven by 55-year-old Donald Root of Pennsylvania. Root was not injured in the crash. Following the impact, a car skidded off the north shoulder of the road and came to rest into the ditch. The Missouri Patrol says also a woman from Page County was injured during a crash that occurred Saturday night in Nottoway County, Missouri. 19-year-old Carrie Beeson of Clarinda, who was wearing her seatbelt, was transported to St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, Missouri, following the single-vehicle accident that happened around 11:30 p.m. Saturday. Officials say Beeson was traveling west on 330th Street when her car left the north side of the road and began to slide. The car then struck an embankment and rolled over, coming to rest on the driver's side. The 2016 Iowa's Best Burger will be featured during the upcoming Iowa State Fair Cattlemen's Beef Quarters on Friday, August 12th. This year, Iowa's Best Burger, as you may recall, comes from the Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair. The Chuck Wagon will feature their signature burger, the Chuck Wagon Burger. The award-winning burger includes a 6-ounce hand-pattied beef burger served with Swiss and American cheese, sautéed onions, mushrooms, bacon, tomatoes, and Thousand Island dressing, served on toasted bread. The hamburgers are grilled on a flat top and made with the Chuck Wagon Restaurant's homemade house seasoning to bring out the best flavors of the beef. The burger will be sold for $10 at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters and will be available to fairgoers for one day only, beginning at 10 a.m. on August 12th and lasting until supplies are gone. The Iowa Best Burger Contest is hosted annually by the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. The Cattlemen's Beef Quarters will be open daily during the Iowa State Fair, August 11th through the 21st. Breakfast served there at 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and lunch and dinner from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, you can go to their website, www.cattlemansbeefquarters.com, or check them out on their Facebook page. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.